Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Joining us this morning is Masecha Shaburi, who's the Commission's Deputy Chief Electoral Officer at the Independent Electoral Commission. So it gets a bit confusing now. The Constitutional Court is being asked to assist in this space. Masecha Shaburi, a very good morning. Thanks for joining us. Can you maybe just explain to us where we're at and how we've got to this point? Because it does get a bit confusing.
Good morning, Howard. Indeed, the situation has a potential to be confusing. Just in brief, there are two things. The first one is that in terms of the Constitution, an election must be held no later than the 1st of November this year. The Electoral Commission is on record having stated that if an election were to be held as is required this year, the Commission cannot guarantee that those elections will be free and fair because of the impact of COVID and the measures intended to cap COVID-19. On the other hand, the minister responsible for local government, the Minister of COPTA, has an obligation in law to call and set a date for the local government elections. In the absence of a court order deferring those elections, the minister is constrained by law. So the minister has on Tuesday issued a proclamation calling an election for 27th of October 2021. So we have a live election that we must prepare for. So the commission also is not in a position to ignore the proclamation that the minister has issued because it is going to court. So what we are doing now, we are preparing for an election on the 27th of October, on the understanding that we must not present a court with a fait accompli. However, we have yesterday lodged the papers with the Constitutional Court to ask the court for authorization to hold elections beyond the 1st of November, and we're asking for a period of no later than February 2022. We're also asking the court to authorize the Minister of COPTA to withdraw the notice giving the proclaiming the election and to issue a new notice for the elections in February 2022. We're also asking that should the court grant the order for a deferral of an election, the court must authorize that the current municipal councils remain competent until new ones are constituted. So those are the potential confusing things. On the one hand, we're going to court to ask for a deferral of the election. On the other, there is a live election for which we must prepare. We're going to court principally because the commission is on record having said that the elections, if they are to proceed in the calendar year 2021, they will not meet the constitutional standard, and therefore they will be regular indeed, but they will not be free and fair.
Just to understand, one of the reasons you're going to court is because there hasn't been a ruling. Is that right? There's been a delay in the ruling. You need to seek clarity, otherwise you fall between two stools, effectively.
Yes, indeed, we are struggling. We are working a tight rope of trying to manage two timetables for two elections.
Right.
But we are going to go to court to ask the court to say an election in October is not possible. Even if it were to be held, it would not meet the constitutional standard for freeness and fairness. And therefore, we ask for a judicial authorization to defer an election, in other words, to move it from October to no later than the end of February next year.
Right. And the original decision to delay from October, and the reason that you don't think it can be constitutionally a free and fair election, is that because of COVID?
It's because, for example, it's because of COVID, and because of COVID and the And this, in the third wave, we are unable to hold a general voter registration.
So it delayed the voter registration because we were in the middle of the third wave. So that meant that you would fall outside of that time. People wouldn't have time to update registration, which meant we wouldn't be able. And it might well be that we have a fourth wave round about October, November in any event. So it does kind of make sense, I imagine.
You have reports on how the fact that it's not had a registration weekend means that people were unable to register as voters. Particularly, it has a disproportionate impact on young persons because they've not had as many opportunities like you and I to enlist on the voters' roll. But because on Tuesday the minister proclaimed an election, what that means is that on that day the voters' roll closed. So even if people were to go to our online platform to register, their names will not be on the certified segment of the voters' roll to be used on the 27th of October. If the court is able to grant us the relief that we seek, we are able to organize an election that is compliant, i.e. in that in the period of low transmission, which is predicted to be from the end of August up to until late October, we may be able to then to schedule a registration meeting.
Right, so you take that opportunity. Right, so you have that opportunity, the window there to improve carry out the registration so that in February we can have the election. Makes sense to me. Are you reasonably confident that the court will adhere to this or grant this order?
If we didn't think that there were constitutional grounds to go to the court, we would not impose such a difficulty on the court. We're hoping that this is an opportunity for all of us to contribute towards the development of jurisprudence in our democratic space, so that if there's clarity, we know that we proceed with an election on the 27th of October, but we know the limitations of those elections.
That's where we leave it. Thank you, Mr. Masekga Shaburi, who's Commission Deputy Chief Electoral Officer at the IEC.